commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I remember the first time I heard about the concept of carbon credits. I was a reporter in Connecticut, and the local power company, United Illuminating, was selling some of its coal-fired power plants to Duke Energy of North Carolina. The Connecticut plants were considered dirty. They dated back to World War II. They had been retrofitted with new scrubbing technology to try and reduce their emissions, but they were still considered substandard. So why did Duke Energy buy them? Because Duke owned more modern, cleaner power plants in its corporate portfolio. And under the Carbon Exchange Trading Program, Duke's more modern plants would offset the emissions from their newly purchased Connecticut facilities. United Illuminating needed to sell. They didn't have enough low-emission sites, and they would have had to buy up carbon credits from someone else. So unloading the properties, even at a bargain basement price, was a better long-term choice. Now, of course, all of this buying, selling, and carbon trading did nothing for the people who actually lived near the coal-fired plants in Connecticut and had asthma. It would be the same pollutant-filled air for them, with someone in North Carolina getting the benefits of lower emissions from power plants that they live near. So as we observe Earth Day this year, carbon exchanges seem like a dead idea for now, and that's good. Yet the supporters of this hackneyed idea reject the same principle on a smaller scale. Some of this year's Earth Day tips for better living include things like switching to LED light bulbs, washing your clothes in cold water, and driving a smaller, more fuel-efficient car. But supporters of those changes forget that the people who don't make those choices are paying for it in a sort of voluntary carbon tax. If I use older light bulbs and my electric bill is $8 more a month because of it, well, I'm being taxed accordingly for the choice that I made. It's no different if my hot water heater works overtime when I wash my whites, or if I drive a Humvee instead of a Chevy Volt. And the government is free to waste that extra money that I pay them any way they want.